Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. On this Tuesday, November the 25th, 2025, 3 days before Thanksgiving. And we've got my good friend, Mr. Randy Clark, with Breitbart, reporter here on the border from Breitbart. And he has done a very good article, my friends, a very good report, regarding the nightclub that was raided a little over a week ago here in San Antonio. Let me give you a little bit of background about that. There was a nightclub on San Pedro Street on the north side of San Antonio, which happened to be near in the vicinity of where the migrant center was where they used to arrive during the Biden administration. But there was this after-hours nightclub that was raided by ICE, FBI, and Border Patrol, and I'm not sure who else. But anyway, they raided them and arrested well over 100 people. And in the process, they found drugs being sold on the property. They found prostitution. They found guns being sold. And, of course, the presence of illegal alien criminals. Now there has been a lot of screaming and yelling by Democrats, particularly Congressman Castro, Joaquin Castro, and the very liberal socialist Congressman Greg Kassar from Austin, screaming and yelling about the release of these people. There's also been Univision here in San Antonio has also had a reporter carrying on about young people, teenagers that were picked up. I don't know what teenagers were doing at a nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning when the place was raided, but they're very worried about those teenagers. So I wanted to get Randy to come on and chat with us and tell us what he has learned and give us a little bit about his report. Randy, thank you very much for taking time. Welcome to the show as always, buddy.
Thank you for having me, George. It's great to be with you again.
All right, so tell us, what have you reported? What about all of this hand-wringing that's going on by the Democrats?
You know, it's pretty hard to understand from the layperson's, you know, viewpoint, because it doesn't make any sense. If you're familiar with San Antonio like you are, we're a city of well over 1.5 million people. And so there are other crime problems going on. There are other issues facing, you know, American citizens and legal residents that could use the attention of Congressmen Kassar and Castro. But they don't seem to be concerned with anybody who is able and registered to vote, you know, their U.S. citizen constituency, nor those that are legal residents of the United States, improving conditions for them. They seem to be all over this legal nightclub raid because it wasn't even a legal establishment. It was hidden in the back. And they're portraying this out to be, in a very misleading fashion, an ICE immigration raid. And it never was an ICE immigration raid. This search warrant was initiated by the Texas Department of Public Safety by their investigators, who were looking into strictly cocaine sales and firearms transactions and other crimes that they suspected at this area. So if you really, from a you know, the citizen's perspective, waiting until 3 a.m. to raid it, close to 3 a.m., you know, early Sunday morning, that was the safest bet, not to involve any, you know, local residents that were, you know, abiding the law and home in bed on that evening. If you look at Joaquin Castro's Twitter post, he's concerned that there was a woman and a baby that were arrested in this.
Yes.
That were also illegal. Well, like you said about the teenagers, what's a baby doing at 3 a.m. in an illegal establishment? And the answer is nothing good. Being in danger is what it is. That baby was being endangered. And so this was nothing but an entirely, you know, an entire conspiracy to move firearms. They found firearms there, cocaine, $35,000 in cash. So nothing good was going on at this establishment, but it seemed to grab a lot of attention from the Democrats. And it's unless you understand that this is their last hope to remain in power, to preserve the number of illegal aliens that were allowed to cross under the Biden administration, to gain access to congressional seats after the next, you know, the census we're going to have in 2030. That's their last hope, because they are losing you know, members of our citizenry that are United States citizens and able to vote who are minority members. They're losing those groups, and they know it.
The situation with this, the way that they're carrying on, this is almost exactly, well, it is exactly like we're seeing in other communities like Los Angeles, like Chicago, where there is a complete backlash against ICE, regardless of what is happening or what the realities are, regardless of whether or not these people that they are picking up are illegal alien criminals, regardless if they are in establishments where they're not supposed to be. The whole idea, the whole thing is a complete reaction to anything that the Trump administration or law and order, law enforcement, should I say, or law enforcement is trying to do with these folks. I mean, what is that all about?
Well, all I can think of is they might be trying to cover some tracks up, continue with the fraud, because remember, we were told this was climate change migration. We were told it was, you know, seasonal. We were told it couldn't be stopped. We were told the border was secure. But if you look at just San Antonio alone, this is not something that should not have been expected. We had 60,000 Venezuelans in 2 years released into the general population at the shelter on San Pedro Avenue, right? And not to paint all them with a broad brush and say, well, they're all Tren de Aragua members and violent gang members. They're not, but how many were because they were improperly vetted? We will never know. But San Antonio's seeing that now, because this is not the first raid between, you know, San Antonio and Austin that has involved this violent gang operating in the vice business here. So it's to be expected. And all I can think of is perhaps the Democrats are still trying to cover some tracks to make sure that they're not ever held accountable for what they allowed to happen for the 4 years during which, you know, President Biden was in office. It was a criminal act.
The other thing is, what is happening at the on the other side of the border? I mean, you're covering the border. How many people are still coming over? I mean, I know that Texas Department of Public Safety is picking up a lot of folks still. I know that the Border Patrol is extremely active again. And but what is going on the other side of the border? I mean, are they still plotting to come across, or have there been shots fired at our folks on our side? I mean, what's going on?
So what we've seen now is, you know, if you look at the numbers, the more people that get deported who have been in an established household here, the more that are going to try and come back, because they just don't want to stay out, whether they're criminal legal aliens with prior removals, they're still going to come back. So there's a reason to maintain the vigilance, but the numbers are nowhere near what we ever saw under the previous administration. We had the lowest amount of crossings this last fiscal year, most of which were under Joe Biden, then since the 70s, because of the slowdown that happened in January. Once January hit, we started seeing numbers drop to 6,000-8,000 a month. And that's where we're teetering right now, between 6,000 and 8,000 a month. So if you look at that in a year's time span, we will probably be somewhere close to or lower than 100,000 migrant apprehensions for this fiscal year that will end next September. If you look back to the Biden administration, we were over 2 million in a year. We're down 20 times less than his busiest year, more than likely. So that's a significant difference, but there's always going to be people trying to get in. But the difference in the numbers is this 100,000 people that may cross and get apprehended by the Border Patrol are not going to be released into the United States. Under Mayorkas, he said himself, when he gets busy, up to 85% can be released into the United States with very poor vetting from special interest countries. So our border security has really swung the pendulum from the far left to the far right in very short order. This president made it look very simple. He promised it, and it looks like he delivered.
Wow. I mean, it is. It's day. It's absolutely day and night now. I mean, it is so different. Give us in conclusion, what are your thoughts about what does this show, this hand-wringing going on by the Democrats, by the Castros, and by the mayor? What does it show
What it should show to everybody who's a legal resident of this area and Texas in general and the United States, when you look at senators that will fly all the way to El Salvador to go sit down with a known gang member from the Mara Salvatrucha and not attend to the needs of their constituents in the United States, what it should be telling people is there is something very, very sinister going on, that you are the voter, you are the taxpayer, and you are the person who is least important to the folks that are elected on the Democratic side of the House. That's what it should say. To me, that's what it says. But I think, this is understood by that party to be about the only way you can maintain power is to keep as many illegal aliens in the country as possible, regardless of the crimes they have committed.
I thank you very much, buddy, for being with us again today. And we got to get you back on again because there's more stuff that's happening. It seems like the battle for the border has moved from the border to our backyards.
Absolutely. Good being with you, George.
Take care, my man. Once again, my friends, we've been chatting with my good buddy, Mr. Randy Clark, border reporter for Breitbart. Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll get you back on sometime soon. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.